Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The Oklahoma Wheat Commission is proud to support OSU wheat breeder Dr. Brett Carver and his efforts to balance high yields for wheat producers, but at the same time, going to a new level when it comes to dough strength.
That is a key characteristic. It's not the only thing. I know that. You talk to the baking industry, they'll tell you the same thing, but it's a key part of meeting a demand for a different industry today. It's working a lot faster and working a lot harder with the dough. So if we can add that dough strength and even build it beyond what we have now in the exceptional varieties of like Baker's Ann, we're in a different place.
Brett says it's brand new territory.
We've never been here before. I've never had the conversations this deep into the industry. And having those conversations allows us to make better decisions, I think. Some of those decisions had to do with the quality characteristics that we had to select for. I didn't have that input 10 years ago.
Dr. Carver working on higher quality wheat that'll offer superior returns to wheat producers. The Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Well, traders realized steady cash last week was not cause for continued weakness of futures. Optimism returned for higher cash due to continued strong demand. Box B prices again were higher, with choice up $3.15. Select was up about 26 cents. The strong slaughter pace is keeping cattle current, which will keep packers looking throughout the countryside for market-ready cattle. Even though there are continued fears of inflation having an impact on overall demand and consumers continuing to prefer beef at present, cash cattle trade is expected to follow the pattern for the past few weeks with no activity until the end of the week. Hogs rallied despite underlying fundamentals and oversold market triggered short covering throughout the complex. Cash was a bit higher at midday but ended 59 cents lower on the afternoon report. Cutouts were higher at midday but fell $1.65 by the end of the day. March Kansas City wheat trading down 18 cents early today, threatening a sixth consecutive lower close and challenging the August low of $8.11¾. Wheat prices are being hit by another shot of non-commercial selling while end users quietly watch from the sidelines. The absence of buying interest in wheat has been a bearish surprise so far this winter, especially as USDA will likely repeat again Thursday, U.S. ending wheat supplies headed for their lowest finish in 15 years. March corn's down 2 cents early today as traders remain cautious after last week's sell-off and in front of this coming Thursday's WASDE report. Over 4 months into the new 22 and 23 season, a slow pace of corn export sales remains a drag on corn prices and is likely to result in a higher ending stocks estimate on Thursday. March soybeans trading about 12 cents lower early today, pulled lower by a $3.60 loss in March soybean meal. We'll check the futures in just a moment.
Hey, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction is coming up on the 18th, 19th, and 20th of January. It's the annual Bell Ringer Video Auction for Superior Livestock, and it'll be starting at 8 a.m. Central Time each day live from the Embassy Suites Northwest Highway in Oklahoma City. They'll be featuring 143,495 head of feeders, calves, and bred stock. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com.
At the close of business yesterday on our livestock futures, well, February live cattle up 97 cents at 157.75, April up 85, 161.52, January feeder cattle up 92 cents, 183.62, March up 65, 186.30, February hogs up 52 cents. Kansas City hard red winter wheat, March down 3.5, 828.5, May was down 2¾ at 825.25, Chicago wheat, March down 2 cents, 741.5. May was down 1.5, 750. March corn down 1¼, 652¾. May down 1 cent, 653. March soybeans down 4 cents, 1488.5. May down 5 cents at 1493.5.
I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.